Do you know if you have money in the stock market, we are not just talking about individual investing, but whether the money you have in your retirement account is also being invested? Also, are you putting enough money in? That might sound strange when the stock market has dropped so far, but there's an argument for saving more. With us today, economist Dr. Julianne Malveaux. She is also the president of Bennett College. Welcome back.
Thanks, Farai.
So since the stimulus package was signed into law, we have seen these jaw-dropping gyrations up, down in the stock market. What do we do when we think about that is, you know, particularly if you're not an institutional investor like Warren Buffett, and we'll get to him in a second.
Well, it depends on how old you are. If you're 25, you ride it out. Even 35, 45, 55, you don't need your money right away. The market's going to come back. You may want to talk to your financial advisor about balancing your portfolio to make sure that things are in the right place and that you're not over-leveraged in any particular industry. But basically, you ride it out. The decisions you made a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago were basically good decisions. If you can, as you said, that was a really great thing to point out, Farai, is putting more money aside if you're older. If you're 55, 57, you know, hitting on 65, and you're concerned, you may want to look at your Roth IRA or another instrument where you can put more money in addition to your portfolio, some protected money in. If you're older, you really are, you know, you might be thinking about, am I going to have to work another couple years till the market comes back around? You ought to be concerned because if people's portfolios have dropped, you know, 30% in value or more. We've lost more than $1 trillion worth of worth just because of the stock market decline since the beginning of beginning of the summer.
Well, let's go back to that question about how you basically do withdrawals for your retirement money, because a lot of us, you know, we like to just get it out of the way so we don't spend it, get it automatically put in some retirement plan. But there was a recent survey by an investment company that found that African Americans contribute significantly less to retirement plans than white Americans who have the same income. Is that out of suspicion? Is that out of caution? A, what do you think is going on there? And B, what should you do?
Well, it's probably more than anything else out of need. We know that what the wealth gap is like between African Americans and whites. And if you're not an inheritor, if you have heavy student loans, you don't have the money to put in that your one of your competitively situated colleagues does. But let me say this. Right. If anyone listening works for a company that matches your contribution, you owe it yourself to yourself to max out. If anybody works for someone who will match your contribution, you better put as much into that as possible because that's a free bonus. Bennett, we give people up to 7%. We match up to 7%. So you put in 7%, you get a 7% match. That means we're doubling your contribution towards your retirement. Other companies are more generous. We're a small HBCU. And others are less generous. But if someone is going to match you, you need to step in and do as much as you can.
All right, let's cycle back to Warren Buffett. He is a billionaire. And now he's coming out and saying, buy U.S. stocks. He says, as a motto, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. Rush in and take advantage of the market. And he has invested extremely strongly in American stocks over time. They've done incredibly well for him and the people who've stuck with him. So, one, American stocks, individual investing, good idea? Question mark.
Question mark, but question mark leading towards who argues with Warren Buffett? Come on. The fact of the matter is there are certain fundamental stock that are going to bounce back. If you look at things like food, people are going to always eat. Not going to give stock tips on the year because someone's going to come back and get me for it. But this market is partially down because of irrational expectations and partially down because of real losses of value, especially in the financial services industry. So if you're doing individual or personal investing, do it with an advisor, but look at some of those things that are fundamentals. The other thought is to look at index funds, Farai. An index fund like a Dow index fund or a Standards & Poor's index fund, and I'd say to the listener, just Google index funds and or talk to your advisor about an index fund. In other words, if you think the Dow is going to go back up, and you know it is, then your investment in index fund will increase in value.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but first of all, we're going to take a break in a second. But before we go to the break, There have been times when people, and we're learning more and more about some of them, have steered folks to investments that were not right to them. And the reason we brought up Warren Buffett is because he is widely respected, but at the same time, what works for a billionaire may not work for everyone else. And so how much should you, even with your individual stock advisor, be kind of looking at, well, what does this person get out of it? Because there's also the questions of fees and loads and all those things.
That's a very good question. It's best to deal with a financial planner who may not be connected to a company. Now, that means you're going to pay out of pocket to get unbiased advice. But the other thing that people should do, this is a great time for people who are not money savvy to get money savvy. Get on that motleyfool.com and some of the other websites that provide financial information and learn how to ask your own questions. And any advisor who will not answer your questions and say, oh, you know, I've worked with people. Mm-hmm. Girl, you don't understand. Well, as soon as there's a girl you don't understand, you pick up your stuff and you go.
Right.
Because anyone who talks down to you doesn't deserve to invest your money.
All right, Dr. Malveaux, stay with us. We've got more with Dr. Julianne Malveaux on economics, plus our bloggers roundtable. This is NPR News. This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We are back talking with economist Dr. Julianne Malveaux. So let's get an update on these stimulus packages. There was a $700 billion stimulus that had to do broadly with the financial markets. And then recently, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress that lawmakers should consider another stimulus package. What would that look like?
Well, there are lots of proposals that talk about infrastructure development, that talk about providing extending unemployment benefits, school construction, energy assistance. They basically mirror on the Democratic side what Barack Obama has been putting out there in terms of stimulus. And on the Republican side, probably less federal spending and more tax cuts, more rebates, reducing or eliminating the corporate tax rate or the capital gains levy. So the Republicans would replicate, it's interesting, they replicate some of what was done with the first stimulus, where Democrats would put more of it in the hands of the people or do more things for the people. Paul Krugman wrote yesterday about needing a stimulus that basically talked about the people, and that's really where we see the lack. It's the difference between financial recovery and economic recovery. The financial sector could recover without the economy recovering, and with the unemployment rate doing what it's been doing for a while, we're really, the R word is not a question mark, it's R underline, and that R word would be recession.
All right. Let's take a look ahead at the holiday season, and that's something we're going to have you do more than once. Right now, I can tell you, I go into stores, they practically want to give things away, and not a lot of people are buying. It could be anything. It could be holiday decorations. It could be good sales on hair conditioner. So what can we expect from the holiday season in terms of retailing?
Well, as you know, the retail period really accounts for about 40% usually of sales, and so we are looking at something that's going to be rather deflated. I've seen announcements from at least two department stores that they're not going to bring on holiday help, and so we, you know, oftentimes people like students, that's why I know about it. I have a couple students who said we don't have summer, you know, we don't have Christmas jobs. They're used to going home and working in a department store for a month, and that's not going to happen, or it doesn't seem to be happening. People who are already working, they're asking for overtime, so they're not going to bring other people on. It's going to be relatively deflated. Last year, the average American family spent nearly $1,000 on the holidays. I don't know what it'll be this year, but people are talking about 25% decline. Play that over the economy, and we're going to see a ripple effect.
I was in a small shop yesterday in a shopping plaza near where I live, and the guy was saying, you know, I get so many people in for part-time jobs, people who you would never expect looking for part-time jobs. If you're in a position where things are tight, what kind of advice would you have if you are looking for that part-time job or just the tied-you-over job?
You just got to be very aggressive, keep going back, There are not going to be a lot of jobs out there, but if it's something that you need, you just got to keep going back. Look, one of the places that probably will do a little bit of part-time hiring, and I'm not sure how they do it, but the things like the post office, packing companies, things like that, if people do less travel, they're going to be doing more shipping. We're going to look at places like UPS, UPS Store, FedEx, places like that that are not so much dependent on lots of spending, but on some of the other things that people need. You know, it is like a ghost town out there for rice. Some of the restaurants that used to be brimming over this time of year are now pretty empty, as well as the stores, which means that there are not going to be a lot of jobs out there. People might also try being innovative by offering services to those people who are very busy, you know, offer shopping services and other kinds of services, because there are people who always have relatively inelastic demand for certain kinds of services.
Well, Dr. Malvo, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Julianne Malvo is an economist and a frequent News and Notes contributor. She is also the president of Bennett College.